That commitment to keep going, that not giving up, reminds me of the story I heard you tell about what I heard you call as your proudest achievement. When your son came in upset one week about a 0-6 hit baseball game, and I heard you talk about how you handled that and the outcome. Could you tell that story and compare that to your management style?
Sure. My son was playing in a baseball game, and he was, I think, largely took up baseball because he knew I was a baseball player and he knew I loved it, and so he started doing it. And he wasn't real apt, if you will, naturally for the game. And I had walked into the dugout during one of his games because I kind of sensed something was going on. I walked into the dugout and he was crying and he was all upset and, you know, trying to kind of hide the tears. I said, "What's wrong, bud?" And he says, "They're making fun of my last name." And I said, "Huh, Built. I've probably heard them all, bud. What are they saying?" They're saying my last name's Can't Hit. And I said, "Oh, man, buddy, let's think about this." I said, "I'll tell you what. So you're going to have lots of problems in your life that I probably will have a hard time helping you with. I said, this one I can help you with." I said, "We'll deal with this." And so we went from the game to the sporting goods store, and we bought him a new bat and new batting gloves, and we found these two hitting apparatuses that we thought would be useful. And, you know, we spent the next week just practicing and mostly really just building his confidence around the ability to hit the ball. And he came out the next week and he went 6-for-6. And he really hit the ball well. And the last at bat, when he got the sixth hit, he hit it into the outfield and he got over to first base. And he was jumping up and down on first base with his hands in the air, just celebrating. And I thought, all right, this is pretty cool. That worked. And interestingly, and I think the thing that makes it a proud moment is not just that sort of transitional moment there where he was celebrating on first base, because that can be a little fleeting. What was neat is that he went from kind of being a lower quartile kind of player to really being an upper quartile kind of player over the course of the next 2 years. And so it really was a transitional moment for him, which was neat. And I think there's some management lessons there to go to the second part of your question. And that's that, you know, you want to enable people's success. They ultimately have to take the initiative to achieve it. And if they do that and they take the initiative to achieve it, those muscles develop and they learn from that. And so much of life and so much of business is confidence, but only well-placed confidence. Misplaced confidence is definitely dangerous. And so, you know, my son was always very pragmatic about what it would take to become a better player. And he, you know, he's willing to do that and work at it and keep it in perspective and have fun with it. And from a management perspective, I think that's important. You have to talk to people about that. And, you know, these things don't come easy. And we're going to fail sometimes. But what's the difference between a scenario where we've failed and a scenario where we succeeded? And usually the answer to that is just facing reality and being realistic about it, right? Because in our business especially, you don't necessarily make sort of big game-changing decisions that are winners and big game-changing decisions that are losers. What you do is you make thousands of decisions every day, and it's really only through repeating bad decision-making or bad behaviors that you can hurt the business, or repeating good decision-making over time that you can help the business. And doing it right is maybe being right 75% of the time. But if you make thousands of decisions, you're wrong a lot, even with a 75% hit ratio. Mm-hmm. And so I think the lesson is to be practical about what you're facing, to be willing to work at it, and then do my best to set people up for some success, and then making sure we sort of do the codification of what made that success happen. So in my son's case, that was saying, what was the difference between this week and last week? And having him draw the firm conclusion that it was all the work he had done in the interim, so that he remembers that when he struggles, that that's how he fixes it.